Hallelujah. Name is Christ. We continue to study the book of 2 Timothy.
奉圣名，我们继续来学习提摩太后书第二章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3 and 4.
我们请看提摩太后书。
2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3 and verse 4.
提摩太后书第二章第三节第四节。
Verse 3.
第三节。
Verse 3.You therefore must endure hardship as good soldiers of Jesus Christ, verse 4.
第四节。
No one engage in warfare entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlists him as soldiers.
第三节，你要和我同受苦难，好像基督耶稣的精兵。凡在军中当兵的，不将事物缠身，好叫那招他当兵的人喜悦。
We know as a soldier of our Lord Jesus Christ, he handpicked.Each and every single one of us.
我们知道，就像军人一样，主耶稣基督亲自拣选我们。
So because of this, we must feel that we are so special.
我们要感受到的感受到的与众不同。
So because of this, we must continue to endure hardship.
也就是说，我们必须要能够受这个苦难，能够坚忍。
Quite often, we think that hardship comes, you know, from the physical aspects of things.
我们常常认为说这个苦难。都是跟这个肉体有关系的。
But if we really look at soldiers,
但是我们如果仔细看一下一个军人
，especially the one who were trained to be Green Beret,
尤其是那个受过非常艰难的受训的人
，physically, most of them are very strong,
他们都是非常的这个健康。
But the training that they go through, they want them to be mentally strong,
但是受这样的军训在这个，也就是说，这所以在精神上的层面，在心灵层面，也要非常的那个健康。
So sometimes they get spit on.
有时候他们需要那么这个进行的很快。
Sometimes the trainer yell and scream at them.
有时候他们要这个向他们这个喊叫。
Even some of them they are physically strong. Even though some of them are physically very strong, but they started to cry.
虽然他们在这个肉体上表面上很坚强，可是他们在内心里面却是在哭泣。
Because emotionally and mentally they cannot handle it.
因为在情绪上面他们不能被接受。
So for me as a soldier of Christ.
所以同样的，作为基督的精兵。
For me, I think I have very high tolerance when it comes to stress.
当对我来说，当碰见到压力的时候，我比较可以有更好的这个忍耐。
But I feel that the last couple of years I have been losing a lot of hair.
可是在过去几年里面，我却失了很多头发。
And physically, I also feel very weak because I feel that I, you know, I have more stress than the stress that come upon me is quite burdensome.
那么我感受到的这个压力来说是一种担子。
Because as a young minister, I have a lot of things to learn.
作为一个年轻的传道人，我有很多的这个要学习的地方。
For example, last September when I was in Hawaii.
比如说去年的十二月，我在檀香山。
So I almost there for almost over 4 weeks.
我在那儿差不多有四个星期。
So every week, average sermon is 8 sermons per week. 8 sermons I have to give per week.
那么我就是每一个星期我都要讲一篇道。
So we multiply that by, you know, 4 weeks, 5 weeks is almost 40 sermons.
那我差不多讲了要差不多有40篇的道理。
So and then when I'm there, I was.And also, I have, you know, thinking about the student spiritual convocation in Vancouver.
那么在同时，我也要在这个思考准备，在这个温哥华将要举开的学生联会。
Because I have to share almost 20 classes.
那么我当时又被安排要教差不多讲20堂的课。
So when I was in Vancouver, I was thinking.I have to go to Australia. I have almost 40 hours of classes.
那么在我在温哥华的时候，我要开始要准备要思考。那么在接下来我要去澳洲，要差不多又有40个钟头的课。
Then I have to teach a book of Ezekiel. A book of Ezekiel is like Chinese to me, right? I don't.
那么这个当时我准备要讲以西结书，以西结对我来说是非常的陌生。
So even though yes, I travel from place to place, but the main thing that I am so stressed out because I have to be able to, you know.To prepare for all these lectures and all these sessions.
那么我从一个地方到另外一个地方，在这个整个的过程里面，我会感到有压力，因为我要准备不同的道理。
So when I was in Australia, not only I have to focus on those almost 40 hours class, I have to think about when I go to Hawaii. Now I get to share at least 40 sermons too. What am I gonna, you know, share with them about?
所以当我在澳洲的时候，我要再继续思考。那么再下来，我要去檀香山。那么还有差不多40篇的这个道理。那么这些都是在我来说是一个担子。
Then when I was in Hawaii, thinking, what about YAIC?
那么我在檀香山的时候，我就想说，那么在这个青年灵性灵恩会，我要讲的是什么
？I have to come up with an outline, right? In Second Timothy.
那么我要准备这个提摩太后书的整个的大纲。
Now I'm here. I'm thinking what about the Holy Work Seminar in 2 weeks.
那么我在在这边，现在我就想到说，两星期以后的讲习会我要准备说什么
？Then I realize this is why I'm losing all my hair.
这就是说为什么我开始感到这个开始感到这个掉头发。
Because of example, just like this YASC.
就是说在这个青年灵修会
，Many of you work so hard during the week.
那么各位在平常的时候都非常努力的工作。
And now we're taking the weekends away from you.
那么现在，那么各位牺牲了周末的时间。
So when I'm here sharing with you, I must give you the best that I can for all of you.
那么我在这里跟各位来分享，就必须要把最好的东西拿出来。
And just like in 2 weeks, the Holy Work Seminar.
就像在两星期以后要举开的这个圣工人员讲习会。
For to start like at 7:30 in the morning.
是从早上七点半开始。
And for many of you, if you live here, you got to get up at 5:30 in the morning to get there by 7:30.
那么坐在这边的人可能五点钟就要起身，能赶上七点半的聚会。
And then when you are there, make sure we give the best that we can.
所以你们在那边参加圣工人讲习会的时候，我们也要保证能够把最好的贡献出来。
So because of this, actually, this kind of stress that I go through that I'm sharing with you.
这就是我所经历到的，我现在跟各位来分享。
Maybe for the senior minister, different, right? Because they've been preaching for so many years already.
对比较资深的传道来讲，情况或许不一样。
Maybe for them to prepare, you know, sermon stuff is easier than for me.
那么对他们来讲，来准备一篇道理是轻而易举的。
So as a
至少跟我来比较是比较这个轻松的。
As a soldier of Christ, you need to train, right?Physically, emotionally, and also mentally.
所以作为一个军人必须要在身心方面都要有良好的训练。
Because these are the three parts that the enemies will attack us.
因为这个敌人 three parts.
Yeah, the three parts, right? Physically, emotionally, and mentally.
那么这个敌人对我们是这种三种不同方式的攻击。
Because if physically we are not healthy, how can we, you know, serve God?
如果你在肉体上不健康的话，你如何能够来侍奉呢
？If emotionally we are not stable, how can we serve God?
如果一个人的情绪没有稳定的话，又怎么能来侍奉呢
？If mentally we don't have the sound mind, how can we serve God?
如果一个人没有非常良好的精神，他又怎么能够来侍奉呢
？So that's why Paul, for human to be complete, we have to be complete in body, soul, and spirit.
所以一个人要能够成为一个完整的军人，必须在灵肉各方面。都能够具有良好的训练。
The only way for us to overcome this for our inner man to be strong.
所以作为一个人作为一个神的工人，他必须要能够强健。
The inner man is the core of our spirituality.
The mind.
The inner man.
Yeah. 所以我们的内在的我是成为人的这个中心。
That is the spirit from God.
那就是从神来的灵。
So physically we are weak.
那么虽然我们肉体上很软弱。
Make sure inner man is not weak.
但是我们的内在的我却是坚强的。
Emotionally, we feel a bit weak.
那在情绪上，也许我们是软弱的。
Make sure inner man is not weak.
同样内在的我必须要坚强。
And mentally, we feel a bit weak.
那么在情绪上、精神上面，也许我们是软弱的。
Make sure the inner man is not weak.
但是内在的我却是坚强的。
That's why reading the Word of God and praying to God is the core of our strength.
所以我们来读圣经，来这个祷告，是我们来得到力量的泉源。
So that's why this is.The characteristic of the soldier of Christ.
这就是作为军人的性质。
And we know our weapon is not carnal.
那么我们的这个武器不是属于肉体。
And we know our warfare is not carnal. That's why we cannot use our weapon, you know, being fleshly.
我们的这个征战也不是属肉体的。我们所用的武器不是物质的。
Because we know that we fight against the spiritual wickedness.
因为我们是跟那个恶魔来征战。
And we know our lust is also an enemy.
我们知道我们的情欲也是我们的敌人。
And the only way to overcome our lust is to fight with our spirit.
那么所以我们要进行是一种属灵的征战。
And we know the unrighteousness, ungodliness of the people in the world also can be an enemy.
那么世界上的这些不公义的事情也可以成为我们的敌人。
But if we are strong in the inner man,
但是内在的我如果是坚强的话
When we can overcome all these things.
我们就可以来克服这一切。
And but what is our objective as soldier of Christ?
那么作为一个神的这个神的精兵
So we can see if all the wars that American encounter
比如说这个美国所经历到的征战
Only one war that they lost
他们只在一场的征战里面失败
That is the Vietnam War
那就是 越南的战士。
Because the Vietnam War, they have no objective, they have no reason why they go in there to fight against the Vietnamese.
也就是说，在越南的战争里面，他们师出无名。
So that's why for us as a soldier of Christ,
作为一个基督的精兵
we have an objective.
我们是有目的的。
So why we as soldier, we need to bear fruits ourselves.
所以
We as soldiers, we need to continue to bear fruit in our lives.
所以我们在我们生命里面必须要结果子。
That's the only way as we fight, we will not be disqualified.
那么只有这样子的话，我们在征战里面才不会被淘汰。
Let's turn also 2 Corinthians chapter 10.
我们看哥林多后书。
This is the second objective.
这是第二个目的。
2 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多后书第十章。
Verse 5.
第五节。
Verse 5.
哥林多后书第十章第五节。
Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ.
第五节将各样的计谋、各样拦阻人认识神的那些自高之事一概攻破了，又将人所有的心意夺回，使他都顺服基督。
This is our objective.
这就是我们的目标。
To be able to captivate every thought to come to be the obedience of Christ.
那么，将各样的计谋、各样拦阻人的认识都攻破。
Because many things in the world,
有着世界上很多的事情
they exalt themselves above our Lord Jesus Christ.
他们都
they exalt themselves.
难道他们都自认为高过基督
above Jesus Christ?
他们都非常的自高
because they're not willing to come to understand the way of salvation.
他们不愿意来顺服的来学习有关于这个得救的事情。
But we as our Lord Jesus Christ soldiers,
但是作为基督的精兵
we must use this spiritual weapon to captive the thoughts of the people to let them come to know our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要用不用的不同的精不同的武器，还能攻破这坚固的营垒。
And also listen back to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
我们再看回提摩太后书第二章。
Verse 24 to verse 26.
二十四节到二十六节。
Verse 24 to verse 26.
第二十四节到二十六节。
And a servant of the Lord must not cruel, but be gentle to all, able to teach patient. Verse 25.
二十五节。
In humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps...grant them repentance so that they may know the truth, verse 26.
26节
and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will.
24节然而主的仆人不可争竞只要温温和和地待众人善于教导重新忍耐用温柔劝诫那抵挡的人或者神给他们悔改的心可以明白真道。26节叫他们这已经被魔鬼任意掳去的可以醒悟脱离他的网罗。
This is our third objective.
这是作为一个军人的第三个目的。
We must be able to help those who are ensnared by the way of the devil.
我们要能够救那些人脱离魔鬼的网罗。
And that we must be able to present the truth to them.
那么我们才能够把这个真道那么传给他们。
So they themselves can escape right this captivity that is according to the way of the devil.
他们也只有这样子，他们能够脱离这个。魔鬼的网罗。
So this is really this is our duty as a soldier of Christ.
这就是作为神的精兵所当行的。
We must know what we're doing.
我们必须要知道我们所行的是什么。
We must know what is the most important task that we do as a soldier of Christ.
作为一个基督的精兵，我们必须要了解我们所做的最重要的工作是什么。
But of course, without our Lord Jesus Christ, we cannot do anything.
如果没有主耶稣跟我们同在的话，我们什么都不能做。
Because as our warfare is in the spiritual realm.
因为我们所经历的是属灵的征战。
So now let's go to the next one. Three pictures of faithful service.
我们再看一下这个忠心三个作为一个忠心侍奉仆人的三个不同的心象。
We already been talking a lengthy time already about soldiers.
我们花了很多的时间来讨论有关于这个军人。
A soldier must have long suffering.
那么这个军人必须要能够长期的不断的忍耐。
And a soldier also must be focused.
那么这个军人必须要集中精神来征战。
And a soldier also must be devoted.
那么作为军人必须要有一种奉献牺牲的心。
And then the discipline of the athlete.
那么接下来我们看到有关于作为一个运动员的律己。
And as an athlete, they need to be obedient.
那么他们需要顺从。
And they must have self-control.
需要有节制。
And then the diligence of a farmer.
再来是一个勤劳的农夫。
A farmer must be hardworking.
那么农夫就必须要努力，很勤劳的来耕耘。
A farmer must be motivated.
那么他们要能够有这个做事情要能够自发性的动机在里。
So as servants of God, we must look from these three aspects.
所以作为一个 的神的工人必须要这样三种不同的心向。
Of course, a soldier must be have long suffering.
刚刚提到说，这个作为军人必须要有长期的那种忍耐性。
And why should we suffer anyway?
为什么一个军人要受苦？
Of course, we must suffer for the gospel of Christ.
我要为主的福音而受苦，受到苦难。
We must suffer for the kingdom of God.
要为神的国度来受苦。
So for me, as sometimes I feel that I'm suffering mentally, physically, and emotionally, I always think how much God have loved me.
有时候虽然我觉得我在这个身心 各方面受到一种不同的煎熬，但是我也同时想到神是如何的来爱我。
And the reason I'm doing what I'm doing is for the sake of the gospel.
我所做的这一切是为了传扬福音。
And for the sake of the church, the kingdom of God.
为了教会，为了神的国。
But if I don't put this into my mind, then my suffering become very painful.
如果我不把这些放在我的这个心里面，那么这一切所受的苦难，都是非常痛苦的。
Just like Paul, he go through so much suffering.
就好像保罗经过很多不同的苦难。
But he was very focused.
但是他非常的集中自己的心力在传福音。
That's why in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 4 said, "No one engage in a warfare entangle himself with the fear of this life."
这就是为什么在第二提摩太后书二章四节说的，凡在军中当兵的，不将事物缠身。
Nobody was more focused than Paul.Nobody was more focused than Paul.
没有一个人能像保罗这样如此的能够专心的在侍奉。
That's why he can share with us to say that he himself did not entangle his life with the things of this world.
这就是为什么他能够跟我们来分享，他做主的精兵，不将事物缠身。
So for us, we also must do exactly the same thing.
我们也需要如此行。
We only live this world temporary.
我们活在这个世界上是暂时的，
The most important thing is.How are we gonna, live? And when we, after we die, where are we gonna go? That is the most important.
重要的是，当我们重要是我们该如何活在世界上，以及我们死了以后的去处是什么。
And then 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 4 also say that, a soldier must be very devoted.
那么第二章第四节也提到说，作为一个军人，必须要能够专一的、专心的。
Because he must try his best to please him who enlists him as a soldier.
好叫那招他当兵的人喜悦。
For me, this is the thing that really for me I feel that I'm lack the most in my ministry.
这是我感到我在这个侍奉上所缺少的。
Because I know when sometimes I feel that I'm not happy.
有时候我感到不愉快。
Because sometimes I don't do the things that God wants me to do.
因为我感到没有喜悦，因为我没有完全照神要求我的去做。
And it seems that I'm not pleasing the God who have enlisted me as a soldier.
也就是我不能叫那么招我的那个主喜悦。
So that's why when we are serving God.
所以当我们在侍奉神的时候
，Of course it's good to please our brothers and sisters.
当然我们要我们希望得到弟兄姐妹们的喜悦。
But it's even better to please.God, the one that enlisted us as soldiers.
但是更重要的是要招我们当兵的主喜悦。
Let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
我们再看回提摩太后书第二章
verse 5.
第五节
2 verse 5.
第二章第五节
And also, if anyone compete in athletics, he is not crowned unless he compete according to the rules.
人若在场上比武，非按规矩，就不能得冠冕。
This is very important.
这也是一个非常重要的一点。
Because when we compete in athletic event, just like anything that we do,
就好像运动员在比武的时候。
For example, we want to play basketball.
就如说你要打篮球。
You must know the rule of basketball.
你必须要知道所有的规则。
You cannot just grab a basketball and run to the basket. You must dribble it, right? That is the rule to compete.
你要打篮球，不能够随便抱一个球就进场。
And when you play basketball, you cannot just, go and, knock people down, things like that. Right? That is the rule of basketball.
打篮球也不能够带球撞人。
So, but if you don't know this kind of rule,
所以你必须要知道这个游戏的规则。
Then, of course, we cannot play basketball.
不然的话，你就不能打篮球。
The same thing for us as we running the race to the heavenly kingdom.
同样的，我们在前往这个天国的这个路上。
We must compete according to the rules.
我们也要照着规矩来这个。
And it's the way for God to allow us to learn obedience to Him.
这就是为什么神要我们来学习顺服。
Just like from the beginning during the time of Adam and Eve.
就好像在开始的时候，亚当跟这个亚当跟夏娃。
God tell them only one rule.
神只告诉他们有一件事情。
That is not to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
就不可以吃，就是不可以吃善恶的果子。
But because they broke the rule.
因为他们破坏了这个规矩。
Because they were not obedient to the word of God.
他们没有顺服神所教导他们的。
And then they were disqualified.
他们就失去了住在伊甸园里面的资格。
Same thing for us.
同样的，对我们来说。
Even though we give our body to be burned, even though we work so hard for our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们甚至让自己的身体来焚烧，我们非常的努力来侍奉主。
Make sure we continue to stay in faith.
但是我们对神要保持信心。
Make sure we continue to stay in the will of God.
我们要照着神的旨意去做。
That's why sometimes I talk to my wife.
有时候我跟我的妻子说。
Of course, you know, when I'm not home, of course, she has to do a lot of work at home.
当我没有在家的时候，她要负担她要分担很多事情。
And for me, I share with her very plainly.
我非常坦白的跟她说。
If you and I cannot make it until the end.
如果我们至终不能够完成，走到天国的路
，I will step down as being a minister.
啊，我就不要当传道人。
Because no point if I continue to serve and she is disqualified and I'm disqualified, then what's the point of serving God?
如果我们彼此在侍奉的当中却不能够完成，不能够全始全终，那我当传道人有什么意义呢
？Even though serving God is such a great blessing.
虽然做传职的侍奉工作是一个很大的祝福
，But if I need to step down to save my spiritual life and my wife's spiritual life, I will do it.
如果为了属灵的生命，而我不得不这样做的时候，那么我甘愿不要当传道人。
Because I rather compete that you know being obedient to the will of God than going astray and continue to serve.
就好像在场上比武。可是我也好，还是要能够如此的来顺服神，能够全始全终。
Of course, we must do our best to pray and ask God to guide us.
我们当然我们需要尽力的来求靠神来带领我们。
Because to be obedient takes a lot of self-control.
那么要作为一个顺服的人，必须要有很多的节制。
As a young man, I like to do many things.
作为一个年轻人，我喜欢做很多事情。
Especially sports, I love.You know, to play sports.
我对这运动非常有兴趣。
I was telling my wife when I was in high school and college, I mean, every day, 4 or 5 hours, I would play basketball, tennis, anything, right? Because I always loved sports.
我跟我的妻子讲，当我读中学的时候，我每天花差不多4到5个钟头来运动，比如说打篮球啊，打网球等等。
And I never miss any kind of special sport event.
那么对任何有这种球类的比赛。我都没有这个我都很喜欢去看。
Especially my home teams are playing, just like the Celtics and New England Patriots, right? You know, the Red Sox. If they are playing, I must watch them.
比如像种种的这些棒球队这些比赛，我都看他们的这个比赛。
But when I come to be a minister of our Lord Jesus Christ,
但是我成为专职的传道人以后
，Of course, don't think that I don't have desire to do any of these things.
当然不能说我对这些已经没有任何的欲望。
I still want to play sports.
我还是喜欢运动。
I still want to watch sports.
我还是喜欢看球类比赛。
But I must have self-control.
但是我必须要有节制。
Because if I spend so much time on those things, how can I serve the true and living God?
如果我花过多的时间在这个运动或者看这些球类比赛的这个球类比赛中，那我又如何能够花更多的时间来侍奉神呢
？That doesn't mean once in a while I can just watch basketball. Doesn't mean that I can watch. I have the freedom to do anything I want.
这并不是说我有时候就是我完全都不可以看球类比赛。
But do I need to watch it?
那么关键是我需要来看球类比赛吗
？Does it help me for my spirituality?
那么这些对我的灵性有造就吗？
Of course, it's everything that we can do, but not all things can benefit us.
凡事都可行，但不都造就人。
So we must think about this.
所以我们必须要思考这件事情。
I know we as young people we have many things we are involved in many different things that we need to do.
作为年轻人，我们有很多事情想要去做，也很多事情要去做。
But if we want to run a good race,
但是我们要如果能够这个要走一个要能够走美好的这个道路
，we must be obedient to the word of God.
我们必须要来顺服神。
We must have self-control to do the will of God.
我们必须要有节制的来照着神的旨意去行。
Why? Because this race has to do with our spiritual life.
那么这一场的这个征战对我们来说，对我们的灵性是有这个帮助的。
Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
我们看哥林多前书第九章
，verse 25.
第二十五节
，verse 25.
哥林多前书第九章第二十五节。
And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown.
凡脚力争胜的，诸事都有节制， 他们不过是要得能坏的冠冕，我却是要得不能坏的冠冕。
So many people compete just like the Winter Olympics in Vancouver.
每个很多人想去角力去争胜，就如现在在举行的这个冬奥会。
These people they practice for many many years.
他们花了很多的时间，甚至几年的时间来锻炼。
And for them to compete in the Olympic actually is very special and very you know is honorable.
那么在能参加奥运会参加冬奥会是一项非常非常荣誉的事情。
And we know they have completely self-control.
但是这边说凡事都要有节制。
To get up every single morning.
那么要每天早上起床。
To practice the same thing every morning for years and years.
要花上几年的时间来重复做这样的锻炼。
But that's how they be able to come to compete in the Winter Olympics.
也只有这样子他们能够才能够在冬奥会上来跟别人来角力跟别人来争竞。
And what do they gain?
那么他们最后得到了什么呢
?A gold medal.
得到了金牌
,a silver medal,
或者银牌
,a bronze medal,
或者是铜牌。
And this thing is nothing compared to what we're going to gain after our race with our Lord Jesus Christ.
这些奖牌都不能跟我们从主耶稣基督得到的奖赏来比较。
Because even though they compete, actually many of them, it's only three spots, right, in any event that you compete.
那么在这个争竞里面 ,only three spots.
Yeah, gold medal, you know, only three winners.
那他们在任何的一场的这个比赛中只有三个得胜者。
But even you receive any of these three, actually, it's very perishable.
那么你所得到的这种奖赏最后还是会朽坏的。
But how much more for us as we run a race of eternal life?
但是我们如果为那个永生的事情来这个来这个角力。
Because the crown that we're going to receive is imperishable.
因为我们所要得的是不能朽坏的冠冕。
And that's why Paul, after he ran a good race.
所以保罗他所奔跑的是一个是非常美好的道路。
For sure he was obedient.
那当然他也是非常的
For sure he had self-control.
那么他也有节制。
Because of this, he can say, "I have ran a good race."
这就是他能说啊，当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
Then the crown of righteousness is waiting for him.
那同时有公义的冠冕为我存留。
Let's go back to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
我们再看回哥林多后书，提摩太后书第二章。
Verse 6.
第六节。
Verse 6.
第六节。
The hard-working farmer must be first to partake of the crops.
劳力的农夫理当先得粮食。
So a farmer must be very hardworking.
同样的，作为一个农夫，他必须要非常努力的工作。
Because if a farmer is not hardworking, he never ever to be able to, you know, to harvest his crop.
那么，如果农夫不努力工作的话，就没有办法有好的收成。
Just like my father, my biological father, he's 87 years old.
就好像我的生父现在已经87岁了。
And I know he loved to work on the farm.
因为他很喜欢这种做着农事。
Even 2 years ago, when he was living in Massachusetts,
在过去以前有两年的时间，差不多两年时间在麻省。
He used to get up at 6:30 in the morning.
每天早上他六点半就起来了。
And then come home at 9 o'clock at night at the age of 85 by working on the farm.
那么他在这个农地上的工作一直到晚上九点多钟才回来。
But when you go to his farm, it's over 4 acres, right, big.
他的农地差不多有四英亩。
And only him and my mother, like on the farm.
只有他跟我的母亲。在这个农地里工作。
Even though his back is very painful,
虽然他的腰很痛。
Even though he hardly can see from his eyes,
他的视力也不好。
But when he go on the farm, he feels so energetic.
可是他在农地的时候却充满了活力。
Then after he sow and after he weed, right, everything. Then when he sow, then he can see, right, the stuff grown. That's the time that he feels so joyful.
那他所播的种最后开始成长了，他感到非常的喜乐。
And that's the time we can see all his hard work.Grow into something that when I go there, it's already time for harvest, right? And it seemed like this, you know, all you do is just take the stuff, right? Eat it. It's very simple, but all the hard work been put into it for already several months already.
那么我到农地去的时候，他已经开始收成了。当然，这都是几个月所花的功夫。
So we as a servant of God.
所以作为神的仆人
，not only we should be like soldier, we also should be just like an athlete.
所以我们不但要像军人，我们也要像运动员。
We also should be like a farmer.
我们也要像勤劳的农夫。
That is hard working.
我们要努力的工作。
Because we know that the harvest, the harvest is plentiful. Right?
那么这个收成是很多的。
But the labor is very few.
但是需要工作的人比较少。
Like look at the United States.
庄稼已经成熟了，可是。
There's like 2,500 members. There's like 2,500 members. 2,500 members in our church. There's over 300 million people in the United States.
可是美国却有超过3亿的人口。
Actually, there's plenty of people out there ready to receive the word of God.
那么在还有很多的人要得到神的福音。
But sometimes we don't, you know, we're just not out there doing the things that we need to do.
可是我们所做的还是不够。
Even we go out to do what we need to do, sometimes, right, it's just very difficult.
我们虽然有需要去做，我们也尝试去做，可是非常的艰难。
So that's why my mentality is just like a soldier, just like an athlete, just like a farmer. For sure, we will endure it. We continue to do what we need to do.
所以我们作为一个神的工人，就好像一个军人，像一个农夫，像运动员一样，我们必须要继续的不断的努力去做。
As farmer, we also need to be motivated.
我们也需要能够自己能够有这种主动性去做。
Because in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 6, say here, the farmer must be first to partake of the crops.
这边说，劳力的农夫理当先得粮食。
So when we do the things that we do, actually we are the one that gain the most.
其实作为一个农夫，我们所得到的却是最多的。
Especially when you go out and preach the gospel.
尤其是我们出外面传福音。
When we serve in God and church, vacuum the church, this and that, we feel so joyful that we be able to serve the true and living God.
我们在教会侍奉感到非常的喜乐，因为我们能够有这样的机会来侍奉主。
Just let's just turn to the book of John, chapter two.
请看约翰福音。
The book of John, chapter two.
约翰福音书第二章。
Verse 9. 第九节,
Verse 9.
When the master of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and did not know where it came from, but the servant who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom.
第九节,管筵席的尝了那水变的酒,并不知道是哪里来的,只有掏水的佣人知道,管筵席的便叫新郎来。
Any work that we involve in serving our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们任何侍奉主耶稣基督的工作里。
Just like here when the water was turned to wine.
就好像水变成酒。
Even the master himself, the master of the feast, did not know where the wine came from.
连管筵席的都不知道这个酒是从哪里来的。
But the servant knew.
只有佣人知道。
Because the servant are the one that listened to Jesus, obedient to Jesus, when he told him to take the to put water into the jar, they did it, and then they saw this great miracle.
只有这个佣人听了主耶稣基督的吩咐，把水倒在缸里。
And that's why they say here, the servant knew where it came from.
这边说，只有掏水的佣人知道。
Because this miracle performed by our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这是主耶稣基督所行的神迹。
So for us,
对我们来说,
we also must really do our best to serve the true and living God.
我们要尽力的来侍奉主。
We know that many of you are very busy.
我知道在座的各位很多人都很忙碌。
You have work to do, you have school to study.
在社会上的工作或者学校里的学习。
But never neglect on doing the things for our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们却不要忽略了来侍奉主。
We just try our best to do it.
我们要竭力的来侍奉。
And only then we can really store up a treasure in heaven.
也只有如此，我们才能够积攒财宝在天上。
Of course, maybe some of us we say, "Oh, we should not, think of the reward when we're serving God." We should not think of the reward when we serve.
或者有人说，我们在侍奉主的时候，我们不应该来想到奖赏。
But the Bible tells us plenty of time already.
但是圣经上告诉我们很多次。
Because the reward, actually, we serve God belong to us.
因为我们来侍奉，那么我们所得的奖赏是归于我们自己。
Just like the crown of righteousness belonged to Paul after he served our Lord Jesus Christ.
就好像那公义的冠冕是给保罗的。
So that's why on the end of this book.
也就是这就是为什么在提摩太后书的结语
we can see that Paul is the one receiving the crown of righteousness.
我们可以看到保罗将要得到那公义的冠冕。
And when he departed from this world,
当他离开世界的时候,
actually his departure is very sweet.
那么他的离世是如此的甜美。
Because he said he fought a good fight just like a soldier.
因为他说就好像一个军人一样，但美好的仗我已经打过了。
And he had finished the race just like an athlete.
当跑的路就好像运动员一样，已经跑尽了，到达了终点。
And he had kept the faith just like obedient farmer.
所信的道也就好像是一个农夫一样，已经守住了。
And a hard-working farmer.
那么他又如此的努力的工作，就像个农夫一样。
So this is also the thing we must use to motivate ourselves.
用这些。
But what compels us to do every single day is the love of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为主的爱来激励我们来侍奉他。
But the crown is there.
因为但是那公义的冠冕却为我们存留着。
Waiting for every single one of us.
为我们每一个人存留。
Now let's rise up and sing one hymn.
让我们唱一首诗。
Let's sing hymn 354.
354首。
354.